Shvius Perches Mishnahei. Ein Noisnim Loila Bayer, Vloila Bolon, Vloila Saper, Vloila Sapon. One should not give money from Kedusha Shvius to a Bayer. That's a person that digs wells. And he's not a person that digs wells just for drinking. Like the Rav says, that he would dig for all the tashmishim of the people of the city. And the Taisis Yontif brings the Rosh, that Dafka we're going to see in the Sefer, that the only time that you're allowed, people drink, right? So food, if you're going to use Kedusha Shvius for food, that's mutter. So one would think that you're allowed to give money to a well digger. So the answer is that it's only a well digger, like Taisis Yontif brings the Rosh, it's only one that's only specifically digging for water for drink. But one that's digging water for washing things and the like, and laundry or any type of water that was needed in the city, that one should not use Kedusha Shvius for. V'loila Balon. Balon is the person that's in charge of the bathhouse. He's the one that warms it up, like the Rav explains. So you shouldn't pay him. V'loila Saper. The Rav says this is a barber. One shouldn't also pay a barber. V'loila Sapon. That's a person that is in charge of boats. Guess he would give people rides on his boats, so you'd pay him. Him also, one is not allowed to pay and give Kedusha Shvius money to him as payment. Avol noisin hu labayer lishtois, but one is allowed to pay a well digger if the sole purpose is to get water for drinking, and that's what the well digger is dafka digging for, because that's for drinking. One's allowed to use Kedusha Shvius money for drinking. Ulechulan hu noisin matnas chinam. And in all these cases, although one is not allowed to pay them for their work, because Kedusha Shvius is dafka needs to be used for food and drink, achila, shasiya, and also sicha, like we've learned in the previous Mishnayos. However, one is allowed to stam walk over to any of these people and in advance give them a gift, even though that we know in the future they're going to keep that gift in mind when they then give you their services for free. So for example, the boat guy, he's going to remember that you gave him this gift when in a week from now you need a ride across the river. Nevertheless, that's mutter. It's interesting to note that the Taisis Yontif brings, that the Rambam, he brings these jobs, but he says also other umnin, other professions, the Rambam says, that one is also not allowed to use Kedusha Shvius money on that as well. Why do we specifically single these ones out? So Taisis Yontif says that some of them have more of a hanos guf, and one would think that maybe that's mutter, or like the boat guy, there's no way to get across the river or the water unless you use him, so maybe there's a need for that. So kamash malan, that even these are aser.